I'm going for the sitting microphone look today.
Oh yeah, I see that. Hey everybody, welcome to AMI Today's Medical Marketing Live Show, also known as
The B&B Show, brought to you by The B&B Show. You know, they teach you, Bobby, when you're creating content, I know we're going to talk about creating content today. Yeah. They teach you when you're doing voice work that people can hear the way you look when you speak. So if I speak to Bobby like this and my face is down, right? And I say, this is the B&B show. But if I smile and say, this is the B&B show, it sounds different. So they teach you to look a certain way. That's why if you've ever seen voiceover guys, they look goofy. They're always like, hey, because they believe that the way you look, people can hear it.
That's how they do that.
It pushes a feeling out. So that's why people always look goofy when they're doing like a professional voiceover.
Yeah,
B&B show.
When I had my staff call for when we were doing reminder calls, they would always stand up. So it created that energy too. But
there's something to be said for the diaphragm. If you're standing, you get more push from the bottom. You know, who knows? Bobby, are any of us doing professional voice work? Honestly.
Not right now.
Not me. Maybe I am.
Except right now.
That's right.
So just for you guys who have never tuned in before, we're the B&B show. We do all questions and answers relating to healthcare marketing. So if you guys have any questions at all, while we're live, you can type them in. We also follow these streams for the next 2 weeks and answer your questions on Facebook.
Yep.
But today we wanted to go over, Buck is actually hosting a major, major event starting Friday that I'm flying to.
A major event.
This is your marketing essentials where you're going over.
That's right. It's a workshop. Yeah, we're gonna do the marketing workshop. And we've actually got not just marketing, but finance, people, and marketing all in the same day. Now, Bobby, you're going to be in Scottsdale with us, right? At this marketing essentials workshop?
Yeah, fly out tomorrow morning.
Yeah. So, I cannot wait for you to join this two-day session where we really dive deep into the ROI of creating content.
Yeah.
You know, if you come to a 10X360, if you're in these channels with AMI, you've heard of a 10X360. That's really an all-encompassing, holistic look at the business from all four quadrants: business, finance, HR, people, scaling, operations. But this workshop is focused on, okay, now that you have the baseline strategy, we're not going to go into strategy. You already have your strategy. When you come to this workshop, we're going to talk about how do we hit the ground? Where does the rubber meet the road? Now it's time to execute. Because I can hand you the strategy, but at the end of the day, now you got to perform. You got to hit the platform. You got to create performance. And you got to measure it so that you know what's working and what's not working so that you can reinform the strategy. So we'll go through things like the three digital P's together. We'll go through the platform, the process, and then the performance. Those are the three digital P's. We'll set up expectations of platforms. So now if you know exactly who your target consumer is, how do you find them and what platforms are they on? We're going to give context to that. But day two, Bobby, I think day two is the day you're going to enjoy more than anything. Because
action.
It is action. We are bringing in equipment, and I know you want to talk about equipment before we end here today at some point, but we actually go on a deep dive, three tiers of like beginner, intermediate, and pro level equipment. We go through the process of creating content and developing natural, authentic relationships with your audience. So like, what are the steps to do that? Everybody sees Grant Cardone, and when you see Grant Cardone, you think, man, like, he just makes it look so easy. He grabs the camera and, you know, he says like, you know, hey, you know, you need to get your money right. Let me tell you why you need to get your money right. You know, he's got his phone. And you're just like, you're captivated by
him. Good impersonation. That's really good.
Hey, Grant. He's constantly coming to my 10X360 and giving me marketing advice. And it's always great. He always says, how many of you guys think Buck is a smart guy? And, oh yeah. You guys learning a lot. You guys are learning a lot. And everybody. Yeah. And he's like, 90% of you guys are going to walk out of this room, and it doesn't matter what he says, you're going to fail because you don't take the action required to do the things he's telling you to do. He just comes in and he like lays it down. Like so he just speaks so much truth. Ethan, thank you for the shout out, by the way. But he does. He's so natural when he does his content, but there's actually a science to it. Now, did he go to school? Did he go to school for to learn how to create content? No, he learned because he learned what worked and what didn't work. He's been creating content through the school of Grant. For someone like you who's owned a business, a clinic, or a practice, obviously that's not your forte. And there's a lot, you know, just like I was giving Bobby like these crazy voiceover tips, like you have to smile and you have to do this. There's tips to doing this. Where do you look? How do you talk? How quickly do you talk? What are the first three things you say? How do you drive impact? What's the impact that you create? So we go through all of this in the workshop. I'm not going to give the workshop away right now, Bobby. They got to come to the workshop. I'm like halfway through the workshop right now.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned Grant because like he's produced thousands and thousands.
Ridiculous.
Seriously, thousands of videos. And you know that, but his experience, and it's come full circle where he started out really curated videos that were overproduced. Yeah. Then he got into the raw videos, and then he got to the blend of it where it's just authentic Grant.
Yep. So, and you know, he always talks about two things because you brought up a good point. He's got curated content and authentic raw content. The raw content always performs better. He says it. I had dinner with him in Denver last time I was in Denver, and I showed him a video of Brandon and I working out. Remember the when I dropped my fell off the ball on Brandon's Instagram?
Yes.
And I showed him that and I go, dude, this thing's blowing up. And he goes, that's all people want. They want the real you. They don't want the, hey, you know, let me teach you about marketing. They want like the, dude, I tried to do a workout and I busted my ass and fell off a ball. Like they just want to see the real you. They want to connect with you as a person and individual. And when you polish a piece of content too tight, when it's too high quality, people see that for what it's worth. They're like, you put so much effort into that for the illusion or the appearance of this professional robot. You know, it's like people like that raw thing. There's something comforting about it. Sorry, I totally cut you off, Bobby.
No, so if you guys want to see that, go to Buck's Instagram, About Buck.
Uh-oh. And
that was like 3 months ago.
See, I think it's on Brand. I should post that on my Instagram. I should repost it from his. It's actually at Brandon M. Dawson. And let me see how long ago it was. Brandon M. Dawson. We post 4 to 6 assets a day.
Yeah.
So when I'm scrolling through, it's like,
it's going to take forever.
Yeah, it could take. But here's what I remember. It was when there was a hurricane in Miami, and we were trying to leave before the hurricane hit.
That never happens.
No, I know exactly, right? You have to scroll down quite a ways. Oh, here it is. Found it. August 3rd.
This is the infamous ball crash.
This is the ball. Oh, no, guys, it's not here. It doesn't give
it's raw here. Content.
It's raw content. We're just talking about the hurricane. We're going to go work out.
Back in high school, they called it
the Yeah.
Called Jeff the Dominator. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to ruin the end. I'm not going to waste the B&B show watching the whole thing. But you got to go watch it. And there's a massive blooper.
All right. You got to repost it in your Instagram.
I'll do that. I'll do that today, Bobby. Thank you, man.
Since we brought up Grant, you guys have to tune in to Discovery Channel. This is amazing. Watching. He's
a billionaire.
And he basically flew his jet. He didn't know where he was flying to. And they dropped him off in a town he's never been before.
Pueblo, Colorado.
Oh, you gave it away.
Oh, was I not supposed to? Well, the first episode's out.
All right. But he actually, the second episode is on tonight. So it's, I believe, 10 episodes.
Possibly. Oh, is it tonight? Oh, I better get ready. I better walk in.
8 p.m. Eastern. But it's amazing because they gave him $100, a cell phone, and a pickup truck.
Yep.
And he can't use any of his contacts. He can't use his name. He has nowhere to stay. He has just $100, a phone, and a truck.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. And so if you want to
lose my mind.
The goal is in 90 days to create a business that's valued at $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an amazing thing. So I mean, I'm super excited. Just this group that we're working with, all of our partners, this is an amazing group. It's so dynamic. It's so fun. You guys are so creative. So I diverge, my fault. So what I wanted to go over today was how you guys can break the ice. Because right now, I mention this every time, like this is the most important time ever. I say that pretty much every episode. But
yeah,
you have to be pushing out content. As simple as it seems, you have to be pushing out content literally right. every day for local service business, especially in healthcare. Otherwise, your public thinks that you're dead. If they go to your Facebook stream or Instagram and there hasn't been a post since September of 2018,
oh, dude,
probably not going to choose you. If you're not providing content on your Google My Business page, which shows up on Google Maps, then you're dead. So you have to be able to go on to these mediums, these social media channels or directory sites, and be able to put in content. And so what I'm going to and seeing Buck for the next 2 days is how to create all the processes and actually breaking the ice on how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way that I wanted to show you guys today is just some simple things you can start right now, some equipment that you can get just so you're able to easily create content.
Perception is reality. Okay. So if you're not creating content, you don't exist. Brandon Dawson talks about his three P's. What's the first P in the three P's? Promote, promote, promote. What does Grant Cardone say? Attention. Attention follows money. Money follows attention. You got to get attention, which reminds me, I haven't posted yet this morning. I'm here with Bobby on the B&B show. Talking about, oh, look, the microphone's in front of your face here. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? We're talking about the big marketing workshop coming up in Scottsdale this weekend. If you have not joined yet, swipe on up. There we go. Now, see, attention.
All right.
Attention and awareness. Look at that microphone you get, Bobby.
Oh, that's great.
So cool.
All right, everyone go and please like that. Share it with your friends.
Share it.
Do so,
it. All right, let's see that equipment.
Hey, who else is on with us? We have several people on live with us. You guys want to type in any questions you guys have, especially on video creation, creating content.
Yeah.
Buck, I want to kick off. One of the first things I discovered this as a change. So one of my favorite ways of creating content is simply by shooting a video. And not that you're necessarily going to use the video, but by creating video, you can transcribe those videos and quickly have all of your text ready for a Facebook post, a blog post, an email. So it's the easiest way. But I discovered this yesterday. My favorite way of transcribing text was through a service called Rev.
Dude, I can't tell you. In the last month, I've heard four guys mention that to me.
So Rev bought an AI company called Teamy. So Rev costs $1.25 per minute to transcribe. Teamy is 25 cents per minute. And so I've compared them both over the last 6 months, and Teamy always has, it's like 99.8% accurate.
That's what you want.
Unless you're from, like, I grew up in Kansas, and some of my family, they don't move their mouth, their lips when they don't move their mouth. They move their lips barely.
Yeah, mumble mouth.
And so Teamy might have a trouble with trying to decipher some of those words. But
you're saying the deeper south you go, it might have trouble trying to figure out what people are talking about when they get down there and get on that boat sea bass fishing?
That's what you're saying. Four there, but
they can't follow that translation right there. They might have trouble with Grant, man. I don't know. He's got a little southern in there.
Yep. So Teamy has an app now. So you can download Teamy, and it allows you to do unlimited recordings on your phone. And then the ones that you want to transcribe, you just upload it and it transcribes it for 25 cents a minute.
Tell it, Bobby.
So one thing I recommend is that just come up with a topic. You could just have a conversation with somebody and record that. It'll transcribe the conversation. And then you could put that into a dialogue. But just going for a walk for 5 minutes and going over a topic and discussing it, and it transcribes it. You just copy and paste the text. You can make a quote card off of something you said in it. It just makes it very easy to turn one video or one recording into between 6 to 10 pieces of content that you can post on all the different channels.
How do you spell it, Bobby?
Teamy.
B-M-I. Yeah. Our team uses this a lot because we're repurposing content. So I know this was one of the platforms they've been talking about.
Yeah. So Teamy, it looks like a little alien, blue alien as the icon.
I see it, yeah.
So the next thing I want to talk about was how you're shooting video. So unfortunately, I see so many of our doctors, when they shoot a video, they do it in portrait mode. And so it's harder to repurpose a portrait mode. So if you can shoot in landscape mode, that gives you a lot more opportunity of ways to repurpose it, because YouTube is your archive of all of your best videos.
Right.
On social media, whenever you post a video on the Facebook, it's gone within a couple of weeks. People aren't going to, they're really trolling you. They're not going to go for the past couple of weeks. On Instagram, same thing. Like, you're just looking for your video from Miami Hurricane workout.
That's right.
And that took forever. But if it was on your YouTube channel, it'd be easy to find. So just realize the top three places that I recommend you guys are posting your video: Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Those are great sites for search too. You know, if you're not posting on YouTube, that is the number two search engine in the world. People look on YouTube almost as much as they're looking on Google. Why? Because Google's great if you want to read an explanation, but YouTube's better if you want to see the explanation. So think about education and awareness. You know, think about your new light therapies, or think about your stem cell or your PRP. Like people hear this and they're like, yeah, I don't know, you know, like stem cell in, you know, Houston. I don't know. Is that a thing? Is it here? What's it for? You know, imagine like a, you know, Optimum Health, our friend McIntyre down in Houston. Imagine if the YouTube videos have those descriptions, everyone in Houston is going to find education on Houston and stem cell and PRP. Or, you know, our friend Benton Dammel up in Kentucky, like imagine if he's, you know, using Kentucky as his keywords in YouTube and putting very specific products and then developing education YouTube series. It's just such a great way for awareness. And to Bobby's point, if you're creating those videos, you might as well repurpose little fragments of them for your Instagram and then link back out to your YouTube. You know, use YouTube as a place to host that content.
Yeah, and YouTube is an amazing resource for creating SEO juice, just ranking power back to your website, back to your other social media channels, back to your Google Maps page. And so in the description, whenever you post a YouTube video, make sure that you've done some of your due diligence. If you've been to one of our internet domination boot camps, or Buck and I did a marketing 2-day workshop.
That was a great workshop, man.
Yeah, we go over some of the secret sauce that you want to put in that description that allows that to help your other properties rank. So just realize in that description, you can put your whole transcript there if you want to. There's no limit on how much content you can have in the YouTube video description. So Buck, I wanted to show you this.
Let me see it, dude. You always got some fun, geeky new tools. I love this.
So you surprised me. So do you have your Remarkable there?
I do. Where is it? Hold on.
So I had to get...
Is this Remarkable 3? Are you going to show
it? It could be.
You're a step ahead of me. This is the Remarkable.
All right. So I got the Tab 7. Samsung
Tab. Oh, wow. Look at the Samsung. Is this a Tab 7 Samsung?
So then you can take notes on it.
Wow.
It's not as cool as Remarkable, but... It's
probably a little heavier too, I imagine.
Yeah, unfortunately. But one of my apps on here, it's called Miro, M-I-R-O, and it's a whiteboard. It's an online whiteboard.
Oh, can you share it?
So you can do little sketches.
Look at this dude, sexy. Did you just sketch that? Wow. Dude, you should start a whole TikTok channel on sketching, artist sketching.
Yeah, that's going to make that a t-shirt.
I like that. So can you share that Miro then? It connects to all the other platforms and you can share it to other people and collaborate on it.
Yeah, it's a collaborative whiteboard. So that's you can sketch out some of your ideas for your videos, just making a bullet point list, just whiteboarding it out.
That's nice.
A little storyboard on there if you wanted to.
I like Miro. That's nice.
But it's just a great place to plan. And when you create an account on Miro, it gives you 3 free whiteboards. You only need one because you can keep moving it around. I did like Minority Report, but you can move it around as much as you want. So you have a unlimited white space in there.
It integrates with G Suite, which is what Cardone Ventures is on, integrates with Slack, which we are on, It also integrates with Dropbox and then the horrid.
Are you doing instant research right there?
Yeah, instant research.
Fact check.
It integrates with Microsoft Teams. So if you're on that clunky old school Microsoft platform, you can integrate. It integrates with all these cool options, CRMs too. That's pretty cool.
So the one thing I love about this tablet, this is one of the reasons I got it. So you can shoot video. You always want to shoot landscape mode, but also with a tablet like the S7, you can shoot landscape. Nice. So I bought this little attachment for a tripod.
Love it.
Where this cost $8 and it just snaps onto a regular tripod. And there's a wireless microphone called the Rode, R-O-D-E.
I love Rode microphones. Yeah, it's a great mic.
So let me see if I can share it. Screen share. Let's see, Chrome. I know I can do this. Bear with me, guys.
Watch this. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for the most amazing microphone you have ever seen in your entire life. Why is this microphone so special? Not only does it sound crisp and clear, not only is it portable and lightweight, easy for you to take from point A to point B, but thirdly, it makes you sound as sexy as Bobby. And that is why you should buy the Rode Wireless Go. The big reveal.
I can't make it big on the screen. So we're still figuring out how to use Be Live, obviously.
Yeah, we can see it. We see it.
Here, wait, if I turn my...
Now he just terminated himself. There is Wireless Go. I like that. Very tiny. Very tiny. Wow. Compact wireless microphone system. But how much is it, Bobby? When Bobby gets back, he'll tell us how much it is. Small package, big results. This is the Rode. Thank you, buddy. What a great microphone. No idea how much it is, though. When Bobby figures out how to put himself back on, we can figure that out.
Oh, here he comes. Voice disappear. So yeah. It is $199. So
that's inside, not bad.
Inside of one of those little, so one of those connects to your phone or your tablet or a nice camera. The other one actually has a really, really good built-in microphone.
Nice.
And so I also bought this. Check this out. Buckle, you'll love this.
Let me see it.
Oh, I keep losing it. There's an accessory.
Okay.
This microphone.
Oh, the Bob Barker. That looks like a little Bob Barker mic. Come on down,
that's
Bobby.
A full-on handheld mic.
Wow.
So the little box.
To a phone?
No, the box fits in there. Yeah. So then you're recording, interviewing people stuff.
So let me ask you a question. You probably don't know this because you're on Android, but have you heard of the new app that everyone's talking about right now that you don't have access to?
What's that?
It is called Clubhouse, the audio only app. Have you been following any of this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Clubhouse is a new social app. Grant's on there every night now, by the way. And it's iOS only, so anyone Android, unfortunately, you got to conform to the Death Star and come to iOS. But Bobby, that I'm glad you showed that microphone. Anyone who's on Clubhouse, we're all trying to hack it and figure out how to have better audio from your phone. There's no desktop app. You can only join audio only from your phone. So essentially, this microphone could give you high quality audio in your Clubhouse now, right?
Yeah. Let me I'll share one more. So this is application window, Chrome tab. So if you guys Google Rode, R-O-D-E, Wireless Go, and I Googled also Tab S7. And let me show it on the stream. So this guy, that's where I discovered a setup. So I bought this in his video. He has the recommendations of where to get all this stuff, but it's basically the Tab 7. He's plugged in. He's got the Rode mic. He goes 80 feet away from it, and it sounds crystal clear. So this whole thing,
is wild.
So the wireless microphone is $199. I don't get mine until tomorrow. So I'm going to be on a plane when it arrives here. So I'm not going to be able to bring it.
Man, I was hoping we could bring it and hack it.
That would have been awesome. Yeah. We'll see. Maybe it'll magically arrive before I leave.
Well, I'd like to say for anyone that has not considered coming to a marketing workshop, we have them in Scottsdale. We have them in Dallas, very centrally located. We have two actually in Dallas coming up in February and March. I would love to see you and any leader organization, anyone in your organization that's a senior leader that you know needs to be creating content so that you're not key man dependent. I would love to see you there. CardonVentures.com/events. Or just DM me on Instagram at AboutBuck, and I'd love to showcase your practice and how great you are at creating content and driving better ROI.
You guys share in the feed below any videos you've created. We'd love to go through and see them. So go ahead and add them into, post them on the Facebook in the comment section. We'd love to see.
Nice.
And Buck, I know you need to bolt. I wanted to see from you.
Yeah.
What are the top three things? Because you've done this marketing essentials a few times, so I know you've been refining it and getting results from guys. What are like top three tips that guys are doing right now that you see as big mistakes that they could work on to create better videos?
The biggest mistake that any content creator makes is they talk to everyone instead of you. That's the biggest mistake. Now, what does that mean? You have to come to the workshop.
I'll give you the answer.
Yeah.
Quit talking
to everyone and talk to your consumer. Your consumer is a person. And so we go over that extensively. And when once people hit that, the light bulb goes off. So anyway, Bobby, it was good to see you. And I'll see you tomorrow in Scottsdale, my friend.
I'm packed, ready to go. Hopefully the microphone arrives. We'll go have some fun shooting video.
Was another B&B show.
All right, buddy.
I'll see you, Bobby. Thank you, man.